airchecks.com.
Classic airchecks.
1570 CHO. Good morning. 7 after 10 o'clock. Today, variably cloudy and mild, high of 13 degrees. It's 2 right now. These are the Bee Gees. Lonely days.
Lonely days.
CHLO, swing in the spring. We have some spring weather today. High of 13 degrees. It's 11 after 10 o'clock, and the Canada Manpower Report is coming up next. They're the Cooper Brothers. Cooper Brothers at CHLO and Away From You. Hello there, it's 14 past 10 o'clock on a Monday morning, and I hope you had a good St. Patrick's Day weekend. They didn't have the same weather we had in Ireland, nonetheless. The worst St. Patrick's Day weather in 60 years. Chilled, drenched, and buffeted celebrants of Ireland's National Day Saturday with the centerpiece parade on Dublin's O'Connell Street went on. I figured it would. Icy northeast winds, driving snow, and rain turned the traditional parades into endurance tests for those who did turn out. Thousands of people stayed home, and some towns, including Waterford and Drogheda, canceled their marches because of the bad weather. Get this for an Irish name. Alderman Paddy Belton, Lord Mayor of Dublin, wrapped himself in a tartan blanket against the sleet at his place of honor on the reviewing stand for his city's parade. He presented a silver salver to Robert and Jean Flynn, an Irish-American couple from Washington, D.C., to mark their 10th visit for the event. It was minus 17 degrees Celsius when the Dublin parade did take place at noon, and snow and sleet fell later. The crowds that normally throng through the sidewalks to watch were smaller, of course, than usual. Terrible weather. On a somber message to the Irish throughout the world, Prime Minister Jack Lynch spoke of the sadness caused by continuing unrest in British-governed Northern Ireland. In New York, though, meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Irish and non-Irish New Yorkers lined a green-striped Fifth Ave to cheer marchers in the city's 217th annual St. Paddy's Day. Hope you had a good one. Right now, we have a brief report on some job opportunities from the Canada Manpower Center here in St. Thomas.
Oh, honey, I'll be good to you better than any man has ever been. CHLO 2 years ago for the Brothers Johnson, and I'll be good to you. 1570 CHLO, good morning. 22 after 10 o'clock, a little bit cloud outside. Well, the weather here in about a minute's time. See, if you haven't got your window sticker in yet, you better get it in. It's really a simple thing to do. Just design your own window sticker, make it say 1570 CHLO in the most imaginative way you know how, and get it in as soon as you can, because the boss gives us to the end of the month to come up with something better than the guys on the air have. We got some pretty good ones up here in the studio right now, pretty good looking ones. And we'd like to add yours to that, too. All you have to do is design it and send it to this address, Help, care of CHLO, Box 160, St. Thomas, Ontario. All entries become the property of CHLO, remember that. Send it to Help, care of CHLO, Box 160, St. Thomas, Ontario, as we swing into spring, okay? So send yours in as soon as you can. We want to get it up with the rest of them. CHLO weather today, variably cloudy and mild, high of 13 degrees, as spring is only, what, about 3 or 4 days away now? Wednesday, I guess. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of some showers, high 10 to 13 degrees. And currently, friends, we have plus 2 at CHLO.
Well, if you haven't seen that movie yet, you're probably one of the last ones on Earth, I think. Midnight Express and the theme there from one of the scenes where he's being chased through the streets, a fellow being chased by the prison officials. That's The Chase and Georgie Moroder from CHLO. It's 27 now after 10 o'clock on the Tom Jones Show. A reminder here, if I can get it off the peg. And we remind you, the Women's Canadian Club will be holding a meeting at Centennial Hall. That is tomorrow at 2 p.m. The guest speaker then will be Donald McSween, Director General of the National Arts Centre in Ottawa. That's the Women's Canadian Club presenting Donald, and that's tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Here's a California girl in Chilliwack. Swing in the Spring from 1570 CHLO St. Thomas. Good morning, I'm Tom Jones. It's 10:30.
1966 for Terry Kirkman and the Association with the prettiest songs ever, I think. That's Cherish. 27 before 11 right now with Tom Jones. There are some power outages in St. Thomas this morning. The St. Thomas PUC working on that. There are some areas that are still out, I guess. And we'll have an update on that story, plus much more news, weather, and sports at 11 o'clock this morning. Never fear if your power is out this morning. PUC is working on it, all right? Never fear. We'll have sports coming up right now. Gino Vannelli. Fantastic Gino Vannelli at CHLO Radio. Swinging in the spring. That's the Wheels of Life. It's 23 before 11 o'clock on the Tom Jones Show. Good to have you along today. See, in sports last night, the Windsor Spitfires tied their major junior semifinal series with the London Knights as they coasted to an easy 5-2 win over the Knights. Never fear, London will be back. In other games, Kingston won its best of five series with Ottawa, 3-1 by beating the 67s 9-1.
Airchecks.com.
Classic Air Check.